Old School 100.3, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams. The countdown to the Essence Festival over the 4th of July holiday weekend in Louisiana continues. And I am thrilled, elated to have a young lady whose music I have embraced because it speaks to my core and to millions of others around the planet. We welcome Lettucey. Lettucey, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
I'm excited about being on your show.
Oh, it's good to have you. Now, you are a native New Orleanian, so this must have a greater meaning to you because you have performed in the super lounges and on the main stage. What does the Essence Festival mean to you?
Well, it's a weekend that we get to celebrate culture and women and music, and you know, I get to come home
eat some good food,
have a great time, and also perform to people that are there to enjoy themselves. And it's just a great place to be on 4th of July weekend. It's awesome.
Who are you looking forward to, Led, seeing this festival? This is the 20th anniversary for the Essence Festival. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Prince and Mary J. Blige, Jill Scott. Every time I see her, she's great. And some of the people in the super lounges, I'm really excited about. Marsha Ambrosius. Just a lot of people there. And I hope I can get from there, you know, the main stage to the super lounges, because everyone, like I said, have the same idea.
Right. What night are you performing?
I'm performing on the 5th of July.
Okay.
The Saturday, whatever the Saturday.
That's the 5th. I think that's
the
5th.
It is the 5th, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it
so
is
I'll
the
be 5th. There.
A few years ago,
and it's
you...
it's the same night with Jill Scott, Tank, and Mary J. Blige is headlining.
Oh, girl, chill bumps. You just gave me chill bumps. Well, you know, of course, Jilly from North Philly, she is ours here in Philadelphia, and my good girlfriend. So that is going to be an incredible show. And the Roots. Oh, what? Philly.
Yeah, hello.
Strong Philly. But you have a strong Philadelphia connection as well. What is your Philly connection?
Oh, I just love it there. I have a lot of producer friends, a lot of family there. It's great. I love Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I sneak in and out, though. I can't say, oh, I'm in Philly without being in Philly and everybody going, you're sick. No, I'm just saying.
No, well, you literally snuck in recently to the point where I was hosting an event where two of your producers and collaborators, Carvin Hagens and Ivan Barrios, were being honored as part of the Art Sanctuary 40th anniversary celebration. And girl, you were in and out so fast, I didn't even get to hug you. That's how fast you snuck in and out. Yeah.
If I don't, I'll be there all night.
I know, right?
All night. No. And I wanted to see some family and friends. So that was like, I've been prioritizing my life a little bit. But I'm glad I was able to make it.
I understand.
At first, I didn't think I was able to make it, but I did.
It was beautiful to have you there.
I'm honored. They're such great people.
Yes, they are.
On top of being incredible producers from Philly.
Yes, they are.
Their demeanor is just so into living, not just being a producer, but being just living your life and having fun, a quality life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And speaking of quality life, you wrote a book in conjunction with Essence Magazine a few years back that I still refer to. Tell us about your book and the relationship with Essence.
It's called Better Than All Right, Fighting Peace, Love, and Power. And it was distributed by Essence. They helped me coordinate the book, but I wrote and put all the pictures together, took pictures, poetry, writing, and making sure people can be interactive in the book, write in the book as well. It's about my journey and so far and all the amazing people I've met and the adversities I've gone through to get me where I am today, because it took a lot of people, not just me by myself. I had to be open to other things and also use my experiences to come through, because with the bad, there's some great things, and you got to recycle that energy into something good. And I thought writing a book would be a great idea, and Essence helped me put it out there. And women love it. Men love giving the book away, and they love learning about women through the book, just like my song. So
yes, absolutely.
I hope to do more. And Essence, you know, they've been a huge part of my career, just helping me and empowering me as a woman. And so I have to give back, and I'm glad they're a part of my world. It's great.
Absolutely. Now, as a native New Orleanian participating in the Essence Festival, tell us some of the other things that people can expect other than the musical talent on the main stage and in the super lounges.
Well, there's so much to do. There's like empowerment series that they have where they speak the Gospel Sunday. the Sunday events are great because they have a gospel, a lot of singing there. But there's also vendors with great things to shop and food and after party hangs.
Uh-huh.
Just enjoying New Orleans for what it brings. I mean, beignets and Café du Monde.
Beignets. You're making me hungry now, lad. You're making me hungry. No, you are absolutely correct.
If you want to venture out, I'm not going to say more, but there's some great little hangs.
And yes.
I just love that it's romantic. It's a universal feeling where everyone can enjoy, not just people from Essence, but everyone. Everyone comes to New Orleans to enjoy what it has. It's just an amazing place. It's beautiful, especially at nighttime. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I have to agree. I've lived in Treme, New Orleans for 13 years. It is one of my beloved sanctuaries, and I just love the city and look forward to going home like you.
Yeah, it really means home when
yes,
it's there.
Yes, absolutely. And Led, you have a new album. Tell us very quickly about the new project, and of course, you'll be doing songs from that on July 5th.
Yeah, my new album is called The Truth. It's basically about me leaping out on faith again and moving naturally and having a fun time with the person I've become. It's a mixture of old school and new school because there's a wider audience that I have to reach, and I've been getting rave reviews about it, especially my live shows, because I love the combination of the audience I have. And now generations can enjoy the same show together. And we dance and we laugh. I'm going to be singing my face off as usual at this show.
Yes,
I cannot wait, like it's my last show, y'all. I'm giving it. Never know.
Yes.
So I'm going to have a fun time. I have a great unit. We're doing lights and videos and dancing, all of it together. And I've really just exposed a great new audience to old school and new school. It's a great combination. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the show.
I think that's one of your strengths as an artist, that you encompass, as you said, the old school or the foundation music with what is contemporary happening right now. And I salute you for that during this Black Music Month celebration. We are looking forward. We want to encourage folks to come see you live in the Superdome in your hometown, New Orleans, Louisiana, for the 20th anniversary of the Essence Festival. This is, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been, one of the finest festivals, not just in the United States, but in the world. Approximately, 250,000 men and women mm-hmm. will descend on our hometown, led for the Essence Festival. So we want to encourage you to dress comfortably, comfortable shoes, light clothing, take a fan, maybe one of those little electric battery fans, drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and get ready for Ledisi, Mary J. Blige, The Roots, Jill Scott, Prince, and so much more. Lionel Richie, all of that and more. And if you'd like information, you can go to essence.com, and you can also visit Old School 100.3. Ledisi, mad, crazy, insane, straight jacket love for you.
And this goes right back to you. You are the sweetest. Next time I won't leave without my hug.
Good. I'm going to look for my hug in New Orleans at the Superdome at the Essence Festival. Thank you, Led. We are Old School 100.3. All right, lady. Take care.